Well, as we wrap up what's going on inside agriculture, farm state senators have been keeping pressure on the Environmental Protection Agency over its actions on biofuels. Started out the program talking biofuels, and we're going to end the program talking biofuels. Politico's Morning Energy says a small group of senators has been blocking votes on EPA nominees. South Dakota Senator John Thune is a member of the group who states, "We have enough of a block of Midwest senators that they're going to have to pay attention to us." Iowa Senator Joni Ernst held up a scheduled Environmental and Public Works Committee vote on Wednesday, saying her frustration level is pretty high over the Trump administration's stance on biofuels. Ernst states, "We want to know that EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt is going to follow the spirit of the law. I have no doubt that they'll try to follow the letter of the law. However, the spirit of the law is all about energy independence for the United States." Well, that group of senators wants a written guarantee or a public announcement from the administration that they'll do everything they can to support the renewable fuels industry in America. Well, also, the National Weather Service came out with their forecast for much above normal temps across the contiguous 48 states from November through January. Well, above normal temps include the central and southern plains as well as the Corn Belt. Now, one exception is a band that stretches all the way from Washington State through western Minnesota, which means Idaho, Montana, North Dakota, and western Minnesota. And that's calling for a flip a coin. You could get it either way. That's Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Terry Loomis.